that they sat and watched. Well, they could have dismantled those bases and saved it all. And you will pay for it. You will pay for it in every way that they conjure up for you. And then you will also send the relief supplies for the Filipino people. They are very close to becoming totally communistic. Corazon Aquino is having a lot of trouble. The little Philippines are a lot more important than you realize. During the period of time, let's just talk a little bit of history that you won't realize. You know, all those nice bank accounts in Switzerland and etc. That was honest gold. They didn't steal that money from the Philippines. They stole a lot of money from the Philippines. But most of the great wealth was brought in with a connection with Japan and sent to Switzerland. And that was confiscated gold. And it had nothing to do with the Filipinos. Marcos just knew where to go. It had a lot to do, like 100% to do, with the trilateral. There is no way to get it all into volume. It'll be written somewhere. We're getting enough into historical books. Those are just little personal sidelights. This is the truth by ones that both, I don't know if George is going to own up to this. He knows one's involved. Oberle and Dorma know one's involved in that very transaction. Actually, many transactions. With one who got paid to transport that gold.
Is Aquino a tool of the banksters?
Yes. I have to ponder it just for a moment, but yes. They would have no one in there who's not. It is a totally controlled country. And you can see what they do when there's any objection.
Banksters threw Marcos out and put a queen on each.
You have to remember, both ends are the same. You've got a serpent with heads on both ends. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes him so mean. And you'll have to ponder that one. Yes.
I have a question regarding God and creation.
I like those kinds.
Did the creation think in order to create God?
No. God created creation. From God's light came a projection of the positive, negative, male, female. Everything is sexual. Hot dog, I finally got to say it. Everything is sex.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been working at it and working at it and trying to understand it, and it just got new trouble, hasn't it? Everything is paired. Absolutely everything is paired. It comes from the one. It splits into the pair. The blue tone of the female, the red tone of male. Electricity is the same thing. You do not have plus and you do not have minus. You have the same thing going through a cycle, being compressed, expanded. Therefore, you have nothing except frequency, light pulsation, which is electricity. It's why you can't see in the dark. You have to have light to reflect. Another, and then we'll go.
Yeah, I was wondering about the planet alignment. I haven't been
The three planets?
That are lined up.
Oh, don't take that too seriously. This is the evolution of a solar system. It goes, and they line up. They'll make something big of it.
Will any of us be evacuated before the major dimension changes?
It wouldn't have to be. The probabilities are that it probably will be. Because I don't know, but what? You've got two things going. You have an impact against this Earth that is melting your solar caps. That brings you off balance. This is a law of physics. Water will seek its lowest point. And if you continue, you see, to do the things you're doing, you're going to get more and more and more of that polar cap melted. So you're going to become off balance that way. That could be controlled. It probably would not be controlled. It's being left to see what you do, quite frankly. And more stabilization is being removed because you don't show great big sign of turning around yet. Then comes the probability that man may do something extremely foolish. And if you ignite your atmosphere, you've done something very foolish. In any event, there needs to be a liftoff, you see, of at least God's people, ones who will go into security. And the reason that ones will be preserved, otherwise God would let you go through this cycle. It's not going to hurt you. You just go somewhere else and allow the rest of his creation to refold and unfold and refold and unfold. He can fold you up and put you somewhere else if he chooses. But because of the finishing need of the cycle of the planet and other creation, there needs to be guidance. There needs to be building. There needs to be one of his highest of creations with the thought processes to tend, to nurture, to further. And because of the manifestation into the physical format, it requires some physicalness to get you through that period. God could put you to sleep. And really that's what rest is. And that's what death is. You're put at rest. That could be, but that's not experience. That's rest. And if I lined you up and I sat through at the table with a list that says this one just goes to sleep and this one over here continues our mission, guess which one you're all going to get on? So we can reason and talk about this all we want to, but you wouldn't be in this room if you intended to get on the rest side. You would have stayed where you were resting. You certainly wouldn't have come back down here to play this, because some of it is perceived quite distressful to you. You cannot judge your own experience until you look back at it. And that's what's called Judgment Day. And some of you get a few inklings by getting to make that journey from time to time and remembering it. You may remember nothing more than the light, but if you only remember the light, you never forget it. And many get all the way to the other side, and there gets to be quite an argument. But if your mission is not finished, I don't care what it is, you will make a choice to come back. Many at this time are making the choice of their transition because their next job is as receiver in the etheric side. So don't think just because somebody got shot or died or whatever. And I'm talking about whole beings. I'm not talking about developed man-made duplications. It's scary to think about. and they make science fiction movies about it. It's kind of wise once in a while when these come as an opportunity for you to see them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Would you comment on the talk that they're having about the replacement of contaminated human blood with pig blood? There's all sorts of talk in the news about that. And I think it's okay, but they're not sure. Because of the
AIDS problem. Oh, it is. The whole thing is so sick. Because they know they can duplicate blood. 100% they can duplicate blood. They don't need pig blood. So it's a lie. Yes.
What's behind the push for natural immunization?
To get more and more of you infected.
With AIDS?
With anything.
Everything.
It's also a way to mark you. They can put a substance in that goes right to your bone marrow. And on your scanners it shows up just exactly like a radioactive or iodine or whatever.
Did they do that with the old immunization?
Your mark, Karen. You didn't know.
The point of the game is to win it. Within it. You cannot be functioning and not be marked. Neither are you going to get the substance you need for replacement of your blood. You'd be a lot more apt to get pig's blood. And the sad absurdity of these AIDS conventions, wouldn't you love to be in that city? It is a marvel that anyone remained in the city, because it is obvious the lie that has been told. The air is saturated with the HIV virus. So be it. You have to face it. It's we can't if and all of these things, but it's And these machines, that as long as you only work with the physical, you are not going to get anything that cures. I can tell you now, it will be Bruce Cassidy or anyone. If you cannot relate to the reality of that life dimension, and as long as there's still the perception of true things, for instance, you will use something regarding a battery. Let's use it. Negative charge. You can't have negative charge. You either have charge or it's discharged. There's no such thing as negative charge. They're zero, but it's empty 50, and then you call it dead. Then you can recharge it. So you don't have one electric over here and one over here. You have one that goes through a cycle. And until you get rid of the knowledge, of this lie, that there are two types of electricity, you're never going to figure it out. And until you understand that you can have a hot rod on this side and a cold source on this side, let us call this sphere and this cube, because the God in space manifests as cube or crystal. Everything else is expanding into this orb or sphere, light. And it will go from one to the other until it is balanced. It's not different. It's not different. It's the same thing. You don't have two kinds of electricity. You have electricity. And this is what caused Tesla to pull his brains out. Only a few could see. He saw long before his time of man being able to accept it, but the adversary accepted it, and they've been working on that principle for a long, long time. And that's why it is absolutely beyond reason for you ones to continue to clutch at this little machine or that little machine or the other little machine. If the little machine is out there, it's no good. I don't know how else to put it for you. If nobody knows about it, somebody may have a worthy one. If it's advertised, I want to tell you it is worthless. Less than worthless. Sometimes they are dangerous. If it is of value, the elite cartel has it. And usually the one who created it. These are not pleasant things to lay anyone. But if I can't lay them on this group, after all the 7,000 plus pages, then we don't have any hope for him. We may as well turn right around, turn it in, and go ahead. And I know all of you are saying, well, how about just for a day? Well, we have a little R&R. Well, something might happen in that day. You know, Mr. Cole may get to be Inquirer General of the space universe or something, not just world. We have to be very careful. The man doesn't know what humor is. This is the sad part. They think that's humor. That's not humor. That's imbecile. Enjoying your way through can be humorous. That's what gets you through. You can look at something for what it really is. An illusion of contradiction. And if you accept it that way, without getting into a funk about it, you can look at it, sort it, and move right through it. And dig you on your way to creating. Because you are in a created universe surrounded by those who are dead. They just don't know it yet. You are in a universe of negative charge. It's called chaos. And you're about to short out. Is that enough? I don't want to get on the pulpit. It's been a long day.
You're approaching the end of the second tape.
Good. I will go.
Thank you, Commander.
Thank you, Commander.
Thank you.
Thank you, Juan. We're getting there, in spite of it. Enjoy it to its fullest. I know that it doesn't look like it every day, but you are precious. Enjoy it to its fullest. This is the frosting on the cake of life. You just are bombed in it, that's all. Solid.